Let's start the call, please.
يلا تفضل رفيق.
Thanks. So, thanks for everyone for attending today's call. Hopefully, we'll have more people to join us. So, at least just maybe for the recording, to start with greetings for the new year. Wish everyone happy new year and hope that we'll make a lot of progress in the coming weeks. And yeah, since we are trying to set the strategy for the next 5 years. So for today, our main agenda item is to review and go quickly through the Google Doc through the regional objective, just to confirm the last latest comment that were made there, and also some changes. And it's based on the discussion in the previous call. And the objective is to finalize this first version so we can move in the as next step to work on the activities and the action under each regional objectives and focus area. So let's share the Google Doc.
Rafiq, just give me a minute while I just pull it out. Just bear with me, please.
No problem.
Okay, Rafiq, go ahead. It's shared. Rafiq, we cannot hear you. So the document is shared.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I was muted. So let's start with the regional goals for under security focus area. Okay, can you please scroll up? Yeah. Okay, so okay, I'm not sure. This is totally new addition. Okay, can you scroll up, please? Fat, can you please scroll up? Okay, so
so this is the top of the document now.
Yes. Okay, so what we did, we discussed for the last in the previous call. So we in the two previous call, and we try to we discussed that we have what was suggested that it looked more like. Like activities or initiative more than objectives, and so we also try to consolidate some of the regional objective. So that's what you can see here: the edits and the bullet points from the last call. But I understand that they also made some proposal today and. I see she's in the queue. Probably she can clarify. Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So I actually looked at the document that Fahd and Behr had posted, which had the regional strategic goal and the regional strategic objective and then the goals. And then from here, I started and I looked at what we have put as goals. And to me, many of them looked more like activities rather than goals. So for example, as a strategic goal for the region, it would feel right to have the strategic goal as enhancing the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS in the region. And then the goals to achieve this strategic objective would be improve awareness of security threats to the DNS in the region, encourage registry operators and registrars to adopt standardized technical solutions, support registry operators to help combat security threats, encourage implementation of registration data access protocol, build skills and expertise. And then if we look at the regional focus in light of the strategic goals that we have put.
Hadia, your voice is not clear. So you're, I'm losing you, at least at my end.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure if it's the same with others.
So Fahd, I was losing you also. Okay. If we look at the regional focus in light of the strategic goals that we have previously put, for example, the first one is conduct an evaluation of the regional needs in terms of capacity building, skills, knowledge, and expertise. I can see this as an activity under...
Hadia, we are. I think we have really hard time to hear you. Can you please speak more close to the mic?
Okay. The goals the goals I have put in relation to the strategic objective, enhancing the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS in the region, would include goal number 5: build skills and expertise required to preserve the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS in the region. And then activities under this goal could include conduct an evaluation of the regional needs in terms of capacity building, which we initially had as a goal. It fits, I think, more as an activity. Building a network of experts, that also would fit under as an activity under the main goal, which is building the skills and expertise. So basically, I have put 5 broad goals under which we could fit all of the above. And some of the above I have kept as a goal. So that's basically what I've done. So I haven't removed anything. It's just rearrangement.
Okay. Thanks, Hadia. So my first concern here is that this part we already discussed it, and we spent some time in previous calls. So there was some consensus about what we selected as regional goals or objective. And so I see what you are proposing here is kind of. You interpret them more as activity than goals, and so reorganizing that. So to be honest, I'm not sure because the idea is really we want to finalize here, but this is kind of substantive or substantial changes from what was discussed previously. So. To be honest, I need some time to think carefully, but I understand the intention here or what you're thinking, but let's see if others have any thought or suggestion. So I know we don't have several people with us, but if any has any comment or suggestion, please do so.
Um, Rafiq, if I may, I haven't really changed much. So if you look at the strategic goals, we had goal number 3, raise awareness among different stakeholders on the security of the DNS. I have kept this the same. I have only put it as improve awareness of security threats to the DNS in the region, which allows us to put different action items under raising the awareness. So that would include raising awareness and maybe some other activities that we could think of. So the new things I've actually added, so I haven't deleted anything or changed anything, but I've added some stuff. So maybe we could look at what I have added. What I have added is encourage registry operators and registrars to adopt standardized technical solutions. And maybe that should be a goal, one of our goals. Also, what I have added is encourage implementation of the registration data access protocol. Apart from that, I haven't really added anything. Supporting registry operators to help combat security threats, it's already there. When we say identify and mitigate security threats to the DNS in the region. And I haven't really changed anything. I've only added those two things. It's the adoption of the standardized technical solution and the RDAP thing.
Hey, thanks, Hadia. So,
there's no real conceptual change. It's the same.
Okay. At least for one suggested goal, I think it's quite specific about the implementation of RDAP, and I don't think. That's really something we can have as objective because it's mandated anyway by ICANN, and so any GTLD registries or registrar they will have to implement it. So it's not something I think we can say that or state that it's one of our objectives. That this will happen anyway in terms of. Implementing consensus policy, and probably maybe there are some changes related to whatever is going on in PDP for who is or RDS. So I guess for that one, I'm not sure it's really something we can put it as objective. But I get your point. So just wondering here if we Fahad, you can. If it's possible, try to rearrange that, because also in terms of activities, we will discuss that later on anyway, so we can just list what is suggested under the specific section for activities, and we will review that later on. So what we are trying here is just to agree on the on the objective. Okay. Yes, Hadi. I'm not sure if it's an old or new hand.
It's a new one. Thank you, Rafiq. So actually, I've meant those as goals and not as strategic objectives. So we have one strategic objective, which is related to the security and stability of the DNS. And my suggestion was to have it enhancing the security, stability, and resilience of the DNS in the region. And then the others are goals and not objectives. And I get your point about RDAP. And it's just encourage the implementation and not anything more than encouraging. And Again, ICANN does not have agreements with, for example, CCTLDs, right? Or many of the CCTLDs in the region. And that's why I thought that encouraging the implementation of RDAP could be one of the goals, or maybe one of the activities under one of the goals. Because unless we do something in this regard, I think there's no one else that would. And again, you know, I'm speaking about the registries that do not actually have agreements with ICANN.
Okay, thanks, Helen. So just to make it clear, so what we try to do is to, yes, we had the strategic goals, and then we worked on the what we call strategic goals, and then we try to do what we said, the regional focus. That's the regional strategic goal, so that's why we try to list here. Understand. So probably what you are suggesting is also regional strategic goals, just here to avoid any confusion, because it's easy to confuse between objective and goals already. So with regard, I think we can live up with some of what you suggested, but honestly, regarding RDAP, I got your point that you want that CCTLD operator to implement it, but in particular for who is at CCTLD level, we have no, you know, we have no, ICANN has no mandate to tell the CCTLD operator in how to handle voice. And even CCNSO is really kind of sensitive about that. Also, I think when we are trying to push, even if it's just a technical standard, I think we need more careful thinking here. I'm not sure why we want to push for the adoption of RDAP. Yeah, it's a protocol. It will be implemented by other GTLD registries, but I'm not sure why we want to put resources and efforts to push for that, because it's about who is. So in term of security and stability, I think the relation is a little bit weak here. I understand from your standpoint how you can see the security perspective, but as we are trying to work on a regional strategy and something that can benefit the community, we need something more, I think, strong rationale here. So I'm having hard time to see how this it can be of an importance for us in terms of regional strategy, because at the end we are trying to build strategy that it's feasible and that can be we try to benefit to as much as possible. So this is my
Rafiq, so if I may, again, yes, unfortunately I don't have the option of asking to raise my hand. I tend to agree with you. Indeed, RDAP is a new protocol. While it's mandatory for GTLDs, it's very much optional for CCTLDs. Now, we do have several ways to engage. I mean, when we engage with CCTLDs, we have several ways of kind of encouraging them maybe to move to RDAP. And one such thing is actually access for law enforcement. But yes, I mean, it's not a goal in itself. I mean, I don't see it as a goal in itself. It could be one of the activities that we list as part of annual implementation plans. I tend to agree with what you said. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Yeah, I think if as activity, it would make sense. It's also quite specific here. So I guess we can make it as activity and probably can be under one of the proposed goals by Hadia. So, okay. If I mean, there is no objection, I think we can go with this suggestion. Okay, so trying to kind of finalize this part. So while I'm not fan of trying to do edits on the fly during calls, but I guess what we can do as an action item is to consolidate here what's proposed as goals. We can copy also as successes as activities and enter the activity section, so we can review that in the next call. So let's put this as action item just to consolidate, and we can share again the updated version in the list just to for everyone to review and to confirm that we are in the same page. So if there is no objection, I think we can go with that. Okay, let me check. I don't see anyone in the queue. Okay. Okay, so that was noted. I guess we can go maybe to the next focus area. We have still 40 minutes in the call. Okay, so we tried in the last and the last time under the ICANN governance, the improvement of effectiveness of the multi-stakeholder model governance. We spent some time in this part trying to clarify about the intent and the scope, and so we end up with the first bullet point, and also we have sub bullet point under that, trying to clarify that we aim to support more effective participation from the region to the ICANN processes. And the other bullet point that I'm proposing this language because I had as an action item from the last call is to propose new language based on the discussion, and so with this idea of how to create two ways between what we are doing at the ICANN level in terms of improving of the multi-stakeholder model and what we can do at the regional level. So I'm suggesting here, I'm not sure it's a final version, but just at least a language for now that help us to steer the discussion. And so it's what I'm proposing is to participate in the improvement of the model of ICANN model of governance and share or apply the learnings and experiences at regional and national level. So this is first a proposal from me based on the previous discussion, and so looking forward to hear from you, and your comments is something that you are fine with, or we can work in another version here. Okay, let me see anyone in the queue. Okay, so are you okay with the proposed language? So I think it's enough broad that we can be specific later for the activities that can be under that goal. Okay. So checking if everyone is in the same page. Okay, seeing nobody in the queue and no comment other than Hadia supporting this. So I guess we got our two regional goals under the this focus area, and I guess we can move to the next next focus area. Okay. So we also covered this one in the last call. And let me check. Okay, so we have here, I think this was added after the call, about supporting views of IDNs in the region. So I'm not sure, but based on the timestamp of the comment. So we have those three regional goals. I think they're not controversial, and it makes sense based on the previous work regarding IDNs and universal acceptance, and also based on the discussion we had regarding the new GTLD round, is to increase. I mean, we thought that we can target to do more outreach, but not having more specific goals regarding the increasing of the number of applicants, because that would really a little bit sensitive with regarding the mission of ICANN and the mission of ICANN in that regard. So this is like the three goals. I believe they are not controversial, and they are aligned with the previous strategy, the two previous strategies. So checking if there is any comment, concerns, or any suggestion for this focus area, which, as a reminder, is related to unique identifier system. So evolve the unique identifier system. Okay. Any comment, question? Okay, so taking this as no objection with what is what we have for now. Okay. Okay, I guess we can go to the next. So this is about geopolitics. Okay, we also spent quite some time discussing this, because we have several suggestions, and also we got explanation from Beher regarding the GAC participation and clarification. So what we have now as regional goals is more to improve the participation of GAC members, as we already have several countries represented in the GAC, and so it's more regarding improving the participation. So to level up or step up the participation from the region. Also, regarding monitoring the local legislation or relation ICANN policies, so that's aligned with the strategic goal too. And the third one is working with members of the supporting organization advisory committee to expand outreach to the wider community and engage with all stakeholders. Okay, so I mean, we spend most of time, I mean, the last time to really about the GAC participation and how we can bring maybe like more regional IGO to participate. And so we have already some suggestions under the activities. And also you can see in the comments. But want to double check here if we are fine with this version of the regional goals, or if there is anything we can add, or you want to amend. Okay. Okay, see no objection or no comment, so I guess we will go with this. With those three regional strategic goal for now. Trying just to check for the third one and how much is aligned with the focus area regarding geopolitics. Okay. I guess with that said, that's what we covered as focus area. I think for the last one, regarding financials, we didn't have any proposed strategic, regional strategic goal. I think it makes sense since it's that's not so much we can do, I guess, at the regional level for that topic. But if there is any suggestion or proposal, I guess we can add. And really looking to hear from you as members to this working group. Okay. So I guess we have now, we covered on this focus area. So one step or one action items is to share the document. We will make the changes, at least for the first focus area, based on what we discussed, and share it just into the mailing list, so everyone to be aware about those final regional strategy goals. And so we start preparing for in the next call to work on the activities and action. So based on what we discussed in previous input, we have already some ideas for the activities and initiative. So we can use that, but we need to get more suggestions. So we will put the document again, but we will ask people to make suggestion under the relevant section. Yes, Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Afiq. I was going to talk about strategic focus area financials. And though I agree that there is nothing new to add, for our region, but that does not mean that we could not commit to one of the already existing goals as a region. So, for example, develop reliable and predictable funding projections to whatever we are going to do. This could be a goal that supports ICANN's long-term financial sustainability. So we as a region could commit to this. So this could be one of our focused strategic goals in this relation. That's what I wanted to add, that maybe we could put under regional focus in light of the strategic goals, develop reliable and predictable funding projections of the required by the region.
Okay, thanks. Just maybe we need to clarify, because my understanding for that strategic goals is really when ICANN and the community to start working on the budget and operating plan to do better in term of funding the projects or activities. So you are suggesting to do that kind of from a regional perspective?
What I'm suggesting is, for example, if there is a project that is going to be adopted in the region, then we need to have reliable and predictable projections about the funds required for this project in the region. So though it is not new, but it is a commitment from us as a region to be aware of this aspect. And whenever there is a requirement or a project conducted in the region, we should be able to have reliable and predictable fundings in relation. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense, but I do think that we as a region also need to have some kind of responsibility or commitment in this regard.
Okay. Thanks, Hadia. I guess it's a sensible suggestion. I mean, this can be one of our criteria or guiding principles anyway, when we start working on the action and activities and initiative, and also when we maybe in future discuss about the implementation. So it's sensible, we can put it for now. And when we start discussing about activities, we can see if it can be translated in practice or not, and so we can rediscuss that later on. But for now, I think it's fine to put that develop reliable and predictable funding projection for regional activities, something like that. So I think it's fine. So I have no problem with that. Okay. Checking if there is any comment on this or any other suggestion under finance? Okay, so with that, I think we have now our initial version for the regional strategic goals. As I explained before, we already have some suggestions and ideas for activities. We can check what was done in the previous strategy and to assess if something that can be conducted, improvement or replace it. And we will try in the next calls to go under each regional goals to come up with the activities and initiatives. So we have some suggestions I said already, but we need more, and they should be aligned with our goals. So we will put again the document in the list and ask for suggestion and proposal. I will ask Fad here. I know if Fad, you sent the timeline and kind of the target dates. Can you please remind everyone about the next target dates, so to give an idea about our plan for the next weeks?
Yes, sure, Rafiq. So in terms of our timeline, the target is to finalize the goals by today. So after the call, I'll clean up the document and I'll work with you, and then we'll share it with the strategy working group for any further comments. Now, after we have the goals and we agree to all of them, we can start working on action items. And the target is to have action items ready within the next 3 weeks, ending on 27 January of 2020. Of course, once we have the action items, we can start developing the strategy document, maybe in the form of images, like in the previous, like in the currently running strategy. Then hopefully have a draft strategy by 9 February, and maybe discuss it on the 10 February call. And then we'll try to publish the draft strategy document for public comments. by Monday, 17th of February. And of course, according to ICANN's rules, public comments for different policy documents should be open for 42 days, which is 6 weeks, and that's running until 27 March 2020. And then after that, maybe take a week or so to incorporate all the comments and just have a final strategy document. So for now, goals, we'll try to finalize it by today. And then the next step, we will spend maybe the next two or three calls working on action items. Thank you.
Thanks, Fed. So basically, that gave the I think clear image to everyone. For this month, we will work on the activities initiative, and with that, we will kind of have what will be the content of the strategy document. So we need everyone input and participation here. So again, we will send to the mailing list and ask for comment and inputs, and we'll continue the work in the next call. So, okay. So let me check if there is any comment, question, suggestion. And I know that for many of you, we are just back from holidays, so things start slowly. But as said, this month will be quite busy for us in terms of working on the regional strategy. So counting on everyone participation and help. Okay, I think if there is no further comment, question. I guess we are done for today. So thanks everyone, and again, Happy New Year. It's going to, I think, be a busy and fruitful year. So let's work on the strategy, and this is will set the tone for the next year. So let's focus and do our best. Thank you again, and see you soon.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.